This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to some cultural engines of economic growth this summer. Beyoncé and Taylor Swift's mega concert tours and the Barbie movie. It's not just the tickets and the travel to venues. These events sparked a buying frenzy for the right outfit to wear to the event. Thing is, a lot of that apparel has been fast fashion. Wear it and dump it too often into landfills after one go. But as Ali Budner reports, there are moves to get the fast fashion recycled.
Beyoncé recently told fans to show up to her concerts wearing silver to celebrate her birthday season. Like a shimmering human disco ball, the Queen Bee said, everybody mirroring each other's joy. But maybe it's causing some anxiety, too.
Anybody else completely stressed about what they're wearing to the Beyoncé Renaissance concert?
That's Facebook user Mrs. Kevin Stage. Rosie O'Donnell weighed in on TikTok.
I don't have silver clothes. Does anyone know where I could get silver clothes?
Then there's the Swifties like Nina Shelby.
A lot of the items I'm going to be showing you guys today to recreate
also on the hunt for a perfect concert look
era are going to be from Amazon.
In other words, a lot of consumers spending money on clothes they'll probably wear for one big night.
We have people coming together around fashion and clothing and culture, which is really exciting.
Elizabeth Klein is a professor of consumerism, sustainability, and fashion policy at Columbia University. Still, she says, clothing production requires a lot of resources: water, energy, land, fossil fuels.
There's an environmental impact that is often not being considered when people are buying clothes for these events.
And she says fast fashion or cheap clothes are often made by underpaid workers in poor conditions. But there's another trend alongside all this concert and movie-going frenzy. Some consumers are going secondhand to find their sparkly halter tops or pink cocktail dresses.
The search for, you know, Barbie and pink went up like 138% after the trailer dropped.
Erin Wallace is with the online secondhand apparel company ThredUp. She says some buyers even use hashtag secondhand to show off their outfits.
And, you know, tagging they shopped secondhand in the first place on social. So that's encouraging as well.
And she says that's helping to build a culture around sustainable consumption.
We all love these moments and want to participate. I mean, I'm going to Eras. I went to Barbie.
Wallace says she wore an oversized pink cashmere cardigan to see the movie. Secondhand, of course. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.